Good morning, and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Wednesday, October 11th, 2023, and information is provided up to date as at 5 a.m. Eastern Time. The market is currently looking at a flat open, with S&P futures largely unchanged. This follows Asian markets generally closing higher, and European markets opening mixed to higher in early trading. The 10-year is down 8 basis points, yielding 4.58%. The dollar slightly firmer versus the yen, sterling and euro. Oil up, gold firmer, industrial metals higher, and cryptocurrencies mostly down. Markets are finding reprieve from the pullback in bond yields after Fed policymakers said this week that tighter financial conditions strengthen the case for proceeding cautiously on rates. Futures are pricing in a 60% chance of no further rate hikes this year. However, some strategists are warning that it is too early to call the end of yield backup, pointing to ongoing pressures from a resilient labour market, expanding treasury issuance, and upside risks to inflation. Asian markets have digested yesterday's China stimulus headlines. The takeaways were positive as it represents more impactful move following piecemeal measures that have not really resonated with investors so far. Today we have more Fed speak to digest, as well as FOMC minutes due. The attention is also still on geopolitical developments as Israel continues to respond to the weekend Hamas attack. The US is discussing safe passage for civilians in Gaza with Israel and Egypt, ahead of a likely ground offensive by Israel. Due up on today's US economic calendar, we have weekly MBA mortgage purchase applications, September PPI, and weekly API crude inventories. In corporate news, Bloomberg reports that ExxonMobil is in talks to pay over $250 per share for Pioneer Natural Resources in an all-stock deal. People familiar with the matter say that an agreement could be announced as early as today. Walgreens Boots Alliance has confirmed earlier reports that Tim Wentworth has been named CEO of the company. And the Economic Times reports that Blackstone is looking at Walt Disney's India streaming and TV operations. Sources advise that the company's Indian leaders have met repeatedly over the past few weeks, and it's not known if Blackstone is limiting its interest to India. Asian equities ended mostly higher on Wednesday, with South Korea higher on the back of tech results, the Hang Seng also higher as growth sectors surged, and mainland China stocks also caught a bid. Kyoto sources report that the Bank of Japan is considering an upward revision of FY23 inflation forecast to near 3% from the current 2.5% in the October Outlook report. It cited the broader-than-expected price hikes, rising crude oil prices, and yen depreciation. European equity markets have opened mixed to higher, with the Euro stocks and French CAC lower, but the FTSE 100 higher. The latest survey from the UK's KPMG and Recruitment and Employment Confederation pointed to a rapid slowdown in the UK labour market. Firms have cut back on hiring for the first time since February 2021, when the country was in the height of the final COVID lockdown. Uncertainty over the economic outlook and rising costs are blamed for the slowdown. And the ECB's Consumer Expectations Survey showed a marginal increase in consumer inflation expectations over the next 12 months to 3.5%, while 3 years ahead edged up for the second month to 2.5%. Thank you for joining us for FactSet's Morning Summary for Wednesday, October 11th, 2023. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.